Welcome back to Green Life Radio on 3CR. And on the phone this morning, we have Safe Schools Program founder and equal marriage activist, member of Socialist Alternative, Ros Ward. Welcome, Ros.
Hello, thanks for having me.
No worries. So, Ros, we are keen to get an overview of the annual Marxism conference that is happening this weekend. Tell us, give us a broad overview of what's going to be happening over the next 4 days.
Yeah, so we've extended for the first time to 4 days. So we're going across the whole Easter weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and which means we've kind of got more time to talk about even more things. So we're very excited about that. But it's also the first time we're linking the conference across four cities. So there's parallel conferences that will be linking up in Sydney and Perth and in Brisbane, unfortunately, has just gone online, but they will be there as well. So it's a real gathering of left-wing activists from across Australia, with people contributing as well from around the world. So we've got a great panel this morning of South American activists, including activists who are part of the Argentinian abortion struggle, to give you a sense of it, as well as Bolivian activists, Brazilian activists. And then we've got, people from Europe calling in. I'm particularly excited about Mike Jackson, who was one of the co-founders of Lesbian and Gay Support the Minors in the UK in the 1980s, who's going to be interviewed for us at the conference live. We've got Black Lives Matter activist Michael Brown. We've got a rank-and-file trade union activist from France and the struggles that have been going on there. He's a railway worker and unionist. So, and then Gary Foley, who's become a bit of a regular at Marxism, will be back again, and obviously anyone who's ever heard Gary Foley speak will know that those things are unique occasions, and you get something new every time. So if you want to come and see Gary Foley, he's speaking as well. So the full program and everything people can check out online, and we're down at Meatworks, which is a beautiful venue in North Melbourne, which has a whole history associated with it too. So there's plenty of time and space to just hang out in the venue, talk to other left-wing activists, and it's a pretty great time.
Yeah, nice. Now, obviously, the main organisation that puts Marxism Conference on is Socialist Alternative. Are non-Socialist Alternative members welcome, and would you encourage them to attend if they are listening? If they're perhaps a bit Marx curious, or
we encourage the Marx curious, and we encourage people who feel like they know a lot about Marxism, but they're maybe not in an organisation, or they've decided that Socialist Alternative is not the organisation for them. That's also totally fine. And so we have actually hundreds of people who are not members, and it's a very open and welcoming atmosphere. You'll always find someone to talk to if you come on your own. So, of course, people are all welcome. I think we've sold nationally, we've sold over 1,300 tickets in advance of the conference. So there's lots of people there, and lots of people who aren't Socialist Alternative members.
Hey, Ros, just wanted to kind of ask a question, just to give people a better sense of the conference, because we've just been talking about guest speakers, etc. I kind of just wanted to hear your general kind of comments, on the political context that Socialist Alternative, is working from in this conference. Because obviously, last year, we know that the COVID-19 pandemic made it so Marxism didn't happen. So I'm kind of hearing, I want to kind of hear your kind of comments on, the political situation that kind of underpins this conference in terms of the themes that you're going to be, some of the recurring themes that will be a feature of this conference.
It's an incredible time, really, in all sorts of ways, to be having a political conference. And we're very lucky in Melbourne to be able to do it. Of course, many places in the world, you just wouldn't be gathering people together, but while we have the opportunity to do that, we want to be talking about you know, the various strands of crisis, I guess, that are currently, you know, afflicting people all around the world. So we'll be talking about the climate crisis as a theme throughout. We'll be talking about the economic crisis, and we'll be talking about some of the resistance. And it's sort of a combination of those two things, really, of understanding oppression, understanding like Marxist theory, and thinking about what we can do to resist. So there's a bunch of different streams that tap into that. So there's a history, rebel history stream. There's a stream looking at imperialism specifically as a feature of world politics, and how that plays into the to the various crises. There are organizing for revolution sessions. So if you're a bit more familiar with Marxism, some of the debates around how you organize on the left and the different perspectives on that, and some historical examples of that, and some debates that have taken place historically. And then we have a whole session for people who are brand new, a whole sort of stream of sessions for people who are brand new to Marxist politics. So that's our introduction to Marxism stream. And so if you want to kind of sample Marxism for the first time, and some of the topics that we think are really fundamental, then come along to those sessions. And they're all clearly labelled in the program, so you know what stream to follow. So yeah, there's a lot in the program, but I think that backdrop of crisis and resistance in the streets that is so inspiring will kind of try to give you a bit of both. You can pick those through the program to kind of be inspired, but also kind of think more deeply about what's going on in the world and try to understand it together with other people.
And just we did touch on this briefly, but I understand that you've made the conference so that it could kind of all be shifted online at late notice in case there was another lockdown. Has there been any unexpected benefits, I guess, in terms of making the conference pandemic-proof, in terms of making it more accessible both this year and for future conferences?
Yeah, we've had to increase our technical capabilities, that's for sure. Well, we're on the morning of the first full day, so fingers crossed we'll pull it all up. I'm sure we will. But, yeah, you're right. It does make you more able to stream in international speakers without having to fly them all out here. Obviously, there's nothing quite like being in the room with someone, but we have got a broader range of international speakers than we would normally have just because of the cost of bringing people all the way to Australia. So that's been really good. And in Brisbane, yeah, we were able to just switch and make sure that people there were going to be safe by having it online now for Brisbane participants. And we have a number of international participants who've brought tickets who will be able to just zoom into a bunch of the sessions, which wouldn't have happened before. So that's really good for kind of people who are more serious socialists in other countries who want to join in our conference. And in the region, it's obviously the biggest socialist conference. So there's some interest internationally as well, which we can now match. So that's really good too.
Yeah, cool. And you've mentioned Mike Jackson from Lesbians and Gays Support the Miners. Listeners who've seen the film Pride would be familiar with that, but can you briefly just tell us a bit about that campaign and the context back in the 80s, and when is that session with Mike Jackson?
That session is, let me just double check the program. So Lesbian Gays Support the Miners was set up during the miners' strike against Thatcher. It's on Saturday at 7 p.m. I thought it was. I just had to check. Saturday night at 7 p.m. Yeah, Mike Jackson in the movie Pride is the one with the little round glasses and the hat, the kind of dorky one, I want to say. But Mike, if you're listening, I mean that in a good way. and I, really, what they were thinking, and they were, a bunch of them were socialists, but they were thinking about and organising around the fact that basically the miners were being attacked by Thatcher and her government and by the police for standing up for their rights as workers in the same way that lesbian and gays were being attacked by Thatcher through the imposition of Section 28 to ban teaching of homosexuality in schools and a bunch of other real whipping up of kind of homophobic messages in the media and stuff like that that was happening in the 80s, and the police who would still, you know, frequently raid gay bars and attack gay people. And so they were like, well, you know, our enemies are the same as your enemies. The people who oppress us are the same as the people who oppress you. It makes sense for us to offer our solidarity and, you know, collect donations for the miners and organize events and stuff. Yeah, and it was just a fantastic display of genuine solidarity. And I think initially they were met with some surprise and people couldn't make the connection, but when people did, I think it just became incredibly powerful, and the National Union of Miners became involved as well eventually, and were involved in the Pride March, which is depicted in the kind of conclusion of the movie. So
it's just really moving sort of finish to that film.
Coming out of that, because I just wanted to sort of give you just an opportunity to talk. Can you talk about, mention some of the international guests, some of the highlights in the program in terms of international guests who are going to be zooming in and the particular kind of struggles that are kind of happening internationally in relation to what struggles you're kind of coming? Because, you know, there's the whole expiring kind of protest movement happening right now against the military group in Myanmar. Will the Marxism conference be giving kind of voice to some of those struggles?
Yeah, well, Myanmar, I think, will be mentioned in many, many sessions as an example of struggle and just, yeah, so incredibly inspiring. And that was discussed at opening night last night. And, we have a session specifically focused on that. It's obviously difficult for Myanmar activists to be able to commit to certain times and places. They're right in the, like, literally in the middle of things. Our comrade who's been organising that session, you know, has had phone calls with people in Myanmar who've had to hang up because there's a raid going on their house and, you know, literally right in the middle of that struggle. So, yeah, amazing stuff going on there that I think will be discussed throughout. And then some of the struggles in South America will be featured, like I said. Chela Fierro, who's an Argentinian abortion activist and socialist, who's one of the leaders of the struggle that incredibly won abortion rights in Argentina, is going to be speaking, and I think that will come up a few times in the conference as well. Anas Kazib is the name of the French activist who I mentioned before, who has been involved in some of the struggles there. I mean, France at the moment, one of the worst countries in the pandemic, but has in the last couple of years had some really huge strike waves, and particularly in the transport sector. So that's going to be, I think, a highlight and really fascinating. We also have an Iranian speaker on some of the struggles that have been going on there, and yet another place in the world where you think to organise resistance just takes incredible courage, and I'm looking forward to hearing from Frida Afari, who's an Iranian-American researcher who'll be speaking. I also love Anand Gopal. You probably know him as well. He's a journalist who has been in sites of struggle and conflict around the world, but particularly in the Middle East and Afghanistan, and he's going to be zooming in to share some of those stories, and an anti-war journalist and activist. So, yeah, I mean, there's heaps of different things, but inspiring resistance, and something that we've just confirmed a speaker from a university in Nigeria that has been on strike, and because of all of the work that we've been doing in the higher education sector, that's something I'm involved in as well in the NTU. That's going to be interesting to get some international perspectives from that country and from Faizy Ishmael, who is from the School of Oriental and African Studies in London. So some international perspectives on struggle in the higher education sector, which may seem which is something that in Australia is clearly a huge site of, workers being really attacked at this point and, a potential site for resistance,
Yeah, nice. Yeah, I've heard that strike in Nigeria was a marathon effort. Like 3 months. Cool. All right. We're probably going to have to wrap it up. How do people get tickets? Can you just rock up at Meatworks? Do you need to book it through the website? If people are a bit, maybe have health issues, just being extra cautious about COVID, how do you Zoom in from home or whatever?
You can rock up at Meatworks and get your ticket on the door. And you can still buy international tickets through the website, through Try Booking. And I guess if people want to do the Zoom access, you could buy one of those international tickets and you'll get access to that. So that's how that's working. But, yeah, if you want to just come to the Melbourne one, rock up on Blackwood Street in North Melbourne at Meatworks, and I will be on the desk this morning if you want to come and say hi.
Yeah, sweet. All right. Well, hope it goes well, and thanks heaps for talking with us this morning, Rose.
No worries. Thank you.
All right, Rose Ward there from Socialist Alternative and one of the organisers of the annual Marxism Conference, which, as Rod's mentioned, is happening at Meatworks, North Melbourne, in Blackwood Street. So I'm sure you can Google that location.